Okay, 156.
Reallocate city's local share of the 2006 Metro Natural Areas Bond.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. In 2006, the voters approved the Metro Natural Areas Bond that allocated over $15 million to Portland Parks and Recreation to be used to purchase natural areas, trails, and neighborhood parks, and to improve trails. With that money, Parks, often partnering with the Bureau of Environmental Services, has purchased about 400 acres of new parkland. Parks has about $1 million of the money left to spend on natural areas and trails over the next year. While there are some great opportunities to purchase natural area properties, there likely aren't sufficient opportunities to spend the remaining funds allocated to trail acquisitions. So Parks would like to reallocate the trail money to be used for natural area acquisitions. Selene Nunn, the Assistant Property and Contracts Manager in Portland Parks and Recreation, will make a short presentation.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm Selene Nunn with Portland Parks. As the commissioner said, for the last 9 years or so, Parks, along with BES and Metro, have been busy buying up property with our local share funds. The money has been used to purchase things like Riverview, Conemaugh Park, Wilkes Headwaters, and numerous properties in Forest Park and the East Buttes. The program is coming to an end, though, and we have about $1 million left and 1 year to spend it. So we've had to start looking at what opportunities could we really get done in the next year. Like she said, the IGA that we have with Metro further allocated the $15 million into four categories, which she mentioned. Two of those, trail improvements and neighborhood parks, we spent all that money. But we do still have that about $1 million between trail acquisitions and natural area acquisitions. We don't think we'll be able to spend all that on trail, or there's about 400 left for trails. And just looking at the opportunities, some of them are too complex or we don't have willing sellers, various reasons why we wouldn't be able to complete those in the next year. So we would like to reallocate the money that was intended for trails to natural area acquisitions, because we still do have a number of those that we could accomplish in the next year. I'd also just note that part of why we have so much money left in trails is because we worked closely with Metro, who was often able to use regional share money for trail acquisitions. So we still were able to make significant improvements to the trail system, particularly along like the Columbia Slough Trail and Marine Drive. And the other thing is natural area pieces often do contain a trail component too. So some of this money still may be used for trails, but just in a little bit different allocation. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Questions?
So I guess I'm not clear to the extent we're talking about. What's been the coordination on this between Parks and BES?
We've often partnered so that BES is putting in greater green funds and Parks has put in local share so that we jointly own various properties. So this is more, I'm just saying that they've partnered with us, not that this money is actually used by BES directly. So, for instance, Riverview, BES put money in, Parks put in money, but two different funding sources.
I understand how we collaborate. The challenge is typically Parks acquires, or one of us acquires, and then we have to find a way to do the O&M going forward. So if we approve this ordinance, what happens to the $420,000 again?
It would be reallocated towards natural area acquisitions. Rather than buying trails, we'd buy natural area. It just gives us more flexibility.
So this would be pursuant to the IGA that we have between Parks and BES on how we manage?
It would still be subject to that in terms of how we then managed it thereafter. It doesn't make any changes to that.
This is just about the IGA with Metro at the moment.
Okay.
And then those decisions would be separate. Thank you.
Okay. Further questions? Thank you very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, it moves to second reading next week. Thank you.